From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL Podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
Mr. Fryer, let's go.
At the 12 and 8 safe.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
If it's like stay ready all-star time, like if I'm walking in, if I have to put together a collection, you only get three, okay? DeMar, Javonte, Caruso.
That was mine right there. I was going to say Caruso. I thought you was going to say Tristan in there, but no. I'm going Caruso.
The three dudes that I'm walking in with are DeMar, Javonte, and Caruso. Now, if I want to have like a super fun night, I'm calling Zach because I feel like Zach knows where the parties are.
Or Tristan, depending on the type of guy you are.
See, here's the thing. Okay. Is anyone watching or listening? You don't want to go out with Tristan. And the reason why is you don't want to have to be alibi man. You don't want to then be put in a situation later where it's like, oh, Lawrence, how was your son's birthday party? I don't have a son. What had happened? No, I don't have like a son, but like what had happened was, is like my nephew, he's like my son. We had a party and Tristan came through.
Make me a bicycle, clown.
You never want to be alibi man. It's not a good place to be, and you definitely don't want me as alibi man. Bass drop! My name is Lawrence Holmes, and I'm here with you until 2 o'clock. On today's show, Cam Smith and I are going to talk about the Bulls as they get ready to take on the Philadelphia 76ers. We will have the game for you on The Score starting at 5:45 tonight. Chuck and Bill will be on the call. Bulls need a win. I'm having a hard time seeing them getting one, though. I'll discuss that with Cam. But when we come back, yesterday I got an email from Major League Baseball, not because I'm Lawrence Holmes, the talk show host, but because I subscribe to MLB.tv. And I thought it might be a fun exercise to ask you some of the questions that this survey asked me. So get ready with your responses, whether it's via text, 312-644-6767. That's the same number that you can call. Or it's on the chat inside of Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. What baseball wants to know about what you think about the game. I'll share that with you next here on The Score.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
If I hadn't given consideration to what it would mean to miss games, I wouldn't be doing my job. Obviously, I pay attention to that. I see missing games as a disastrous outcome for this industry, and we're committed to making an agreement in an effort to avoid that.
That is Commissioner of Baseball Rob Manfred. Yesterday, I got an email from MLB. You know how you get a lot of emails, like you sign up for something and you forget to like opt out and you're like, I really like unsubscribe, but it never seems to unsubscribe. Maybe that's why I need DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified. I got an email from MLB yesterday asking for a survey. Now, there were some, what I would consider some intrusive questions inside the survey. For example, what political party do you belong to? Was one of the questions. I was like, wow, that is intrusive. The other one was like, how much money do you make? And I get why, like they want to kind of know And I get all of it. I just thought that that was intrusive. And, of course, they asked, like, how do you identify? Like, are you African-American? Or so any of that. But I wanted to get into the baseball stuff of it. And I need some volunteers. And we don't do a lot of calls on this show, but Brandon is ready to take your phone calls if you would like to volunteer for this. 312-644-6767. If you don't feel like calling or it's too dangerous to call, I totally get that because it's like snowy and all sorts of stuff and a little bit icy out there. You can just respond via text, which is also 312-644-6767. Or if you're on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. There were three questions that I pulled out of here that are germane to us having a conversation about baseball. And they wanted to know how you feel about the game of baseball. There were a couple of questions. Now, there weren't any real questions about the lockout. There weren't any real questions that I think would allow for fans of the game to let their feelings be known about how things are going. But there were a couple of questions that I thought were interesting. And they kept kind of giving us options because, you know, it's an online type deal. So I took some screenshots on it. Like, I'll give you an example of what I mean by some of the questions that they asked. I was like, are you a parent is one of them. They wanted to know that. Which of the following methods have you used to make a purchase in the past 7 days, which I thought was really interesting. Which of the following social media platforms have you used in the past 7 days? And there's one where they wanted to know what other sports you like and what things you like, which was interesting. All of it was really interesting. Okay, so Brandon, do I have a couple of volunteers? All right, let me take Art on the north side. Hey, Art, you're on the score. Ooh, I did that wrong. Hang on. It's been a minute. I don't even know. Can you punch it up? Because I don't think the phone's in talent mode. All right. Art, you're on the score. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
And I'm doing all right. Let me ask you this question. I got three questions for you, okay?
All right.
Did you enjoy the 2021 season more, less, or the same as the previous season?
More.
In your opinion, Major League Baseball games are, there's choices here. So when you listen to all of them and then give me an answer, okay?
All right.
Major League Baseball games are too slow, boring, have too many strikeouts, have too many home runs. So let's start with too slow. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
For boring, same thing. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Okay. Have too many strikeouts?
Agree.
Strongly slightly. Agree? Or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Have too many home runs?
Do not agree whatsoever.
Okay, so strongly disagree. Here's another question for you, okay? As it stands today, how likely is it that you will attend a live Major League Baseball game in 2022? Definitely will, probably won't.
Definitely will.
Definitely will. That's kind of where I came down on it, too. Thank you. The use of the words that they chose, like it's too slow, it's boring, this came up multiple times inside of this survey that they were asking. And I do think that they've probably taken some feedback from fans where maybe those words have popped up in other surveys that they've given. But I thought that that was interesting. Another one of the questions that's inside the survey, how many games did you attend in 2021? In 2021 is, I don't know if it's a fair representation of how many games that a fan would go to because we were still trying to navigate COVID. I went to between 4 and 6 games last year, including, was it 2 games in Detroit? I definitely went to Detroit to go see baseball last year. And then I think it was more because I ended up going to a Cubs game and then a couple of White Sox games. So yeah, man, I was right. Between 4 and 6 games
for me. Here's another one of their questions. On a scale of 0 to 10, what is your current level of concern regarding the coronavirus pandemic? There's a lot of interesting questions. This is what I was fascinated by. They want to try and find out where things stand with you compared to other sports. And then they asked about, you know, Major League Baseball being too slow, but they also asked, like, what you like, whether you like Premier League soccer, whether you like the NFL, whether you like the NBA, like, what are the things that you like? Here's another one, which is interesting. Because they're trying to mine data, and I mean that not in the technical way. I mean in the them trying to understand their fan base better. How often do you typically watch Major League Baseball on TV or through a streaming service? They want to get an idea about this. Brandon, can you punch up Marilyn? Hey, Marilyn, you're on the score.
Hello.
Hi. Marilyn, do you think that Major League Baseball games are too slow?
Somewhat.
Do you think? Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I mean, sometimes they are, sometimes they aren't. I mean, so somewhat agree.
Do you think that the Major League Baseball games are boring?
No.
Do you think that Major League Baseball has too many strikeouts?
I'd rather my team not have strikeouts, but no, it's about what it is, right? If they're a good pitcher.
Do you think the game has too many home runs?
No, not enough.
Not enough. Okay. All right, let me ask you this. As it stands today, how likely is it that you'll attend a live Major League Baseball game in 2022? Definitely will, probably won't.
Definitely will.
See, this is, I think that, look, our fan base, like the people who listen to the score, I would say that a vast majority of them will go to one game this season. So maybe it's not the best group to survey. If we were just talking, especially since, you know, what our demo is, if we were to go outside of our demo, how many people would say yes to it? By the way, I went to the Chicago Fire match on Saturday. It's fun. I had a good time. Was able to stay away from people just the way I like it. Parked in the South Loop, walked on over. It's funny. Like, it wasn't that big a deal. Like, it wasn't that hard to get to Soldier Field. It's strange, right? Like,
I'm just thinking, like, somebody that gets too close to you. I think of the Dave Chappelle skit with the dial-on. Like, you too close, man. You too close.
I'm working through it. That's why I went. Like, it was a nice night. I felt like I could get a lot of steps in because I parked at, like, Cermak and walked over the 18th Street Bridge. Saw a great Dilla mural, which was pretty dope. I put it on Instagram. And I watched most of the game. And then I was like, I don't want to be here when the game's over and everyone's going out. So I left. But the Fire put on a great presentation. I forget it was a mariachi band that did the national anthem. They were amazing. Like, it was one of the best anthems I've ever heard. They were really, really good. All right, I'll take some more of your feedback. I'll look through the text line and Twitter about whether the game is too slow, whether it's boring, whether you're going to the game. Let me know what you think. 312-644-6767 is the number for you to get through our text line. And if you're on Twitch, I'm going to go into the chat during the break. I'm Lawrence. You're listening to The Score.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best. Let's go! Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
So we're spending a little time talking about this survey that I got sent by Major League Baseball, and I'm sharing some of the questions with you and getting your feedback. I've been looking inside the Twitch stream, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore, if you would like to add to the conversation there. A lot of people feel like it's contingent. Like, overall, maybe there's a feeling that the game is too slow, but it really kind of depends on what matchup. What I've seen via Twitch and on the text line is folks not wanting as many pitching changes that have happened. Another question that I thought was, as they were trying to mine for information from everyone who was involved in the survey, was this question here. Please indicate your level of interest in each of the sports listed below. They started with, the way that they set this up to me was fascinating. They started with international soccer. Example, EPL. Then men's basketball, the NBA. Then college basketball, then baseball, then the NHL, then esports, and then the NFL. And your choices were, do you have high interest in something, moderate interest, low interest, or no interest? So I was filling it out. I'm not going to tell you all my answers. But obviously, I pretty much have a high interest in everything that's on this list. Kind of. There's one thing I don't have a high interest in. That's a different story. But these were the types of questions that they were asking, and they wanted to kind of get a sense of which of the following, this is where I thought it got a little personal, which of the following best describes your gender identity? It's like, that's an interesting question for them to ask. Male is what I went with, but they also had non-binary, I do not identify with any of these categories. Then it gives you the, hey, what are you? What are you? Are you black? Are you white? Are you neither? Are you both? And then it asks this one. What is the highest degree or level of school that you've completed? Master's degree. And then it asks me about my income. And I was like, hey, that's a bridge too far, Major League Baseball. Then they were like, that's not far enough. Watch what we do with this next question. Do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or a member of the third party? I was like, hey, baseball, that's none of your damn business. And then I answered the question. Then this question. Which of the following best describes the state of your personal finances over the past 3 months? I put about the same. But they had significantly worse, somewhat worse, about the same, somewhat better, and significantly better. They're digging. I'll give them that. But what they actually asked about one of the questions you were able to give some feedback and some input that was your own and not selected. And I talked about the umpires. And I talked about the umpires peacocking. And I talked about bad umpires getting opportunities in the postseason. I don't like it. Joe West is retired now, but I don't need Joe West umpiring games. I don't need Angel Hernandez umpiring games. They're terrible at it. And they do take away. We shouldn't even know their names. But bad umpiring does take away from my enjoyment in the game. So just know, you might see this in your inbox, or maybe it's in your spam folder if you're someone who gets MLB TV. And I do find it, when I was in Montreal on vacation, having that and being able to watch White Sox games at night while I was enjoying Montreal was fantastic. Even though some streaming systems, like some things are not available in Canada. MLB TV was, obviously, because they have the Blue Jays there and a history with the Expos in Montreal. And unfortunately, they chose against having Tampa Bay split their home season between Tampa and Montreal. You know how awesome that would be to have baseball back in Montreal? Do you know how quickly I would spend my vacation time in Montreal? Have you been to Montreal? It's pretty awesome. We're going to take a break from baseball, but we're going to get back to it. And look, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Lawrence, I listen to this show every day, and you said that you weren't going to talk about this. You're right. I'm a liar. I've just been made angry by all of it, and now I'm sinking my teeth into it because I'm mad at it. There's some things that I want you to hear in the 1 o'clock hour that maybe weren't headline worthy from the press conference that we should discuss. But when we come back, Cameron Smith's going to join me. We're going to try to figure out a way for the Bulls to win tonight. That's next here on The Score.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame, how will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.